he would lift up his hand. O Lord, let mercy fall upon evil men and corruptors and insolent transgressors, upon all who make a mock of the good people, upon all whose hearts are unbelieving.
Are you listening? He is talking about a guy who is appreciating something, but he stops and going that. What I'm talking about is about the people who joke about you, who don't take you seriously, and all the non-believers, all of them. You should be thankful to all of them even. Why? Because you have a sense of, your feeling towards them is anger, right? It should be transferred to pity. And pity? Oh, for the pity, first you have to like that fellow. This is the reason you should do it, yes?
Upon all who make a mark of the good people, upon all whose hearts are unbelieving, and those who dwell in the Christian monastery. He would not pray for the pure, he would pray for none but the wicked. They said to him, this is unknown. 'Tis no generosity to pray for the people of unrighteousness. He replied, I have seen goodness from these folk. For this reason I have chosen to pray for them. They wrought so much wickedness and injustice and oppression that they cast me forth from evil into good. Whenever I turned my face towards this world, I suffered blows and beating from them, and took refuge from the blows yonder. The wolves were always bringing me back into the way. Inasmuch as they contrive the means of my welfare, it behooves me to pray for them, O intelligent one.
Okay, have you paid attention? There was some trick here. He's not saying, pointing at the one bad guy. We'll call them they. Because there is a group of them, and we know why. Why there is a group of them? Because we're not there yet. We have a starlet with a, I don't know, discovery of the fire making the wheel and blah, blah, blah. It's a very short time from when we were the monkeys up to here. Do you remember that times? No, of course not. Do you remember when we were animals? No. But you have to remember the 18th century, don't you? No, okay, 19th century, how about that? Look at the 19th century. What do you see? Two world war to begin with, right? We are fighting, we are doing all of this, and at the same time we are moving ahead and we are moving forward. At the beginning, 100 years ago, slavery was being practiced. Do you remember that? Now it doesn't exist. Why? It does, it's changed, but improved. Where that improvement is coming from? Let's talk about the improvement in your life, your personal life, from the last generation to you. You have all this comfort. Why? Because of those two world wars. They serve to change the culture, don't they? Because we don't believe that there are some good people and some bad people, are they? That's the question, are they? Have you forgotten? Rumi said, remember, there is no absolute bad, there is no absolute good. It's always mixed. Even the best of us have some weaknesses. Even the worst of us has a sleeping heart. Right? Remember that. So, the bad people are not the wrong piece of the machine. They are a part of the machine. They are playing their role. That's how it works, isn't it? If that was not it, I always repeat this because it teaches a lot to me. All these good developed culture and humanity we have is made by so many silly, stupid, backwarded people, because that's what the past is. Isn't it? Go 100 years back. Oh, I wish there was a time machine to take all of you 100 years ago just to see what's happening in the heart of existence, which is Paris. Be there, because that's a time that everybody is dying, because there is a disease that they don't go to the doctor, they go to church and pray, and they die. 1/3 of Europeans will die in a decade or so. What is that? See it all together. This is how it works. So don't hate the bad people. They are useful. I didn't say they are good, but remember, they are useful. So they should be there. It's not a mistake of the creator, the creation of the bad people. Don't you believe in that? What was your grand-grand-grand-grandfather? A very bad people. No matter who. Because you go 5-6 generations, you arrive in dark ages. That's what it is. Remember it. So, quit that judgment that you have in your mind that something is good or bad. Especially with your personal judgment. Don't forget, if somebody is putting you down, you feel bad about that somebody. If somebody, that somebody is teaching you something, and you should be really grateful for that. Have you ever thought about that? So, stop judging. You started with what? With doing it your way. Now it happened, this is opportunity, now I have to have the beloved, and the talking like this. Yes.
The servant complains to God of pain and smart. He makes 100 complaints of his pain. God says, after all, grief and pain have made thee humbly entreating and righteous. Make this complaint of the bounty that befalls thee, and removes thee far from my door, and makes thee an outcast.
Okay, your judgment. This is a very good example. When we brought out that example, he said, okay, let me ask you a simple question. You have suddenly pain. Is it good or bad? Logically, you will say, oh, it's bad. Okay, that pain will make you remember the God. Is it good or bad? This is how it is. One action doesn't have a reaction. Oh, I should stop myself. This is the subject of my first PhD thesis. I was talking about this, that the main mistake of human being is that we think you do something and something will happen. The outcome is this. You do something, a chain of happening starts that no one knows it will go up to where. Yes. You just kicking a child could start a world war. That's how it is. Why? How? Ha ha. Wait a minute. First of all, do you know why, where I'm sitting down with this kind of judgment, I don't look at you as a very low creature. I know where you're sitting, but I don't see you there. Why? Because I know this is the best you could do with the culture we have now. If you were born in the best condition, with the best parents, with the best teachers, would you be this? So you are forgiven. You see what it is? You are not only you, a part of you is you that you should be responsible for. The other part is the environment making you. So quit the judging people for one action or one moment. This is very important. Yes?
In reality, every foe is your medicine. He is an elixir and beneficial, and one that seeks to win your heart. For you flee away from him into solitude and would fain implore help of God's grace. Your friends are really enemies, for they make you far from the presence and occupied.
How about that? First, is it okay? You think about a universe without disease? That cannot exist. So what she should do? There is disease. Therefore, I mean the animal will get sick and will die. Therefore, we human beings, we have doctors. We developed an understanding and a specialty. Why? This is because of that disease, isn't it? All this improvement, animals, they change during the time. They don't know why. We know, we are starting to know the machine and we are going to make a part of this machine and all that. With all this understanding, we should understand that necessities are the best opening for something to happen, right? And remember, we are all talking about this because of you, and you are not supposed to change the universe. You're supposed to change this. To understand what? To understand that the necessity is not bad. Something missing is not bad. Something missing is good. When I understand that something is missing, because then I look for it. This is why we are all talking about the negative part of it and something that is missing. Because when you understand that is missing, you shouldn't be sad that, oh, I'm missing this. No, I'm missing this. I try to do something about it. Yes?
There is an animal whose name is Ushkur, porcupine. It is stout and big, like blows of the stick. The more you cudgel it, the more it thrives. It grows fat on blows of the stick. Assuredly, the true believer's soul is a porcupine, for it is stout and fat by the blows of tribulation. For this reason, the tribulation and abasement upon the prophets is greater than all the creatures in the world.
Okay. He, first of all, he created a name, an animal. Imagine an animal, when you kick it, it will become healthier and better. Called it Ushkur because the other one is Ushtur, the camel. He made, he said, okay, I'm making this animal. There is this animal who is like this. Your ego is like this. When you punish your ego, it will get better. This is how it works. Bizarre stuff. To prove that, okay, you need those pain. Did I tell you that you need some pain? Do you remember it? At the 34 opening verses that we haven't read yet. Do you remember all that he said? I want a chest which is torn apart by pain. Then I could tell my feeling about
the distance I have with beloved. Remember that? Here he is.